Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we got, it's game day. Game day today. Not game day men's health. Okay, although going there today. It's game day with the Texans and the Jets. It sucks for the, you know, you have to play at home. If you're the visitor on a Thursday night game, you need to play. The Jets played on the road last week, and they got the home game tonight. The Texans played at home last week, and they got the road game tonight. But this week really, really sucks to put anything in. But surprisingly, they've had a lot of high-scoring games on Thursday night.
Actually, the Thursday night games, which have been historically atrocious.
They're good.
Actually, haven't been that bad.
I think they got better matchups.
But look at this matchup.
Because they've been so bad.
But even this one, it should have been a headline game. And now you got Diggs, Collins out. The Jets are 2-6. They added Davante Adams, and they've added Hassan Reddick, and they're 2-6. They lost last week against the Patriots with them.
Well, they didn't have Hassan Reddick at all until last week, right? Yeah. So, but let me ask you this. Are you in agreement? I mean, I don't think JJ knows anything about, or yeah, JJ was, he was outraged that the Texans are underdogs on the road today.
JJ Watts?
JJ Watts doesn't know anything about the Lions. He really doesn't. They should be an underdog tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they should be an underdog relative to us giving relative to us ignoring the fact that the Jets, we're just looking at the talent of the roster and we're not looking at the
product,
the end result,
right,
and the record. I could see from JJ Watts' standpoint, he can say, "Wait a minute, 6-2 versus 2-6."
Six and two.
6-2 versus 2-6,
yeah.
And they're the under. That should tell you something, J.J. Watts, because it's literally, but for most other 2-6 teams, it might not be the case. But obviously, you got to factor in wide receivers are out. You obviously have to factor in the fact that, yes, I mean, Davante Adams, we got to maybe stop saying Aaron Rodgers as though we're giving him the reverence that of old Aaron Rodgers. Maybe that's just not what we should do anymore.
Yeah.
I'm getting close to that point where I'm saying, age has gotten everybody. It's not the same Justin Verlander.
They just put up a stat that said, you know how many straight games he has not thrown for 300 yards?
I don't know. How many?
30.
What?
30. It's a right on ESPN.
Coming
just a
up
minute
on
ago.
2 years?
30, yeah. 30 straight games he hasn't thrown for 300 yards. I mean, I know it's the NFL, and you don't throw. Apparently, the NFL is not a throwing league anymore. But holy crap, Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown for 3 Bills in 30 games.
Mm.
That's crazy. Well, and he missed all of last year. I guess that start the 4-play start. Well, he started that game. I guess I don't know.
Right, but they're not counting the games he didn't play. So he hasn't had one. Okay. So if you don't count last year, which is 23, he didn't have any in 22, obviously. It's been since 21?
Because this is, 17 games. Yeah, he's only played eight games.
It's way back in 21 at some point.
No, it's in November.
It's 30 games,
November of 21. That's a long time. That is a long time not to not throw. CJ throws for 300 every week.
That's just a first three quarter number.
They just suck. That's all there is to that. We got to go look up the stats to make sure that's right.
So maybe, you know, and look, throwing for 300 is not the be all end all, but it's pretty amazing for a guy who's held in the esteem of Aaron Rodgers. That's why maybe we have to stop. Like, the Texans can't show him that reverence. He is making, now he can still look really good, but some of his throws have been a little under, like, he used to have pinpoint accuracy, and some of his throws have been under throws. He's had some issues, by the way. I can't wait to talk. I mean, I can't wait to get into Aaron Judge. But he has had some, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not the same guy. He's not the same guy. And if he's not the same guy, then you don't get as much out of Garrett Wilson. You don't get as much out of Davante Adams. So we'll see. I think the Texans, I mean, I would lean on the side of the Texans getting beat by four or more. But the Jets have not played well, and the Texans are you know, I think D'Amico will have his guys ready to go, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this game when I'm in a plane flying back and forth from Indy. So hopefully I have some.
It'll be great.
I have some.
His last game was 12-12 of 2021. He threw for 341 against the Bears.
I actually get back in plenty of time to watch second half.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I fly back.
Come straight to Nick's place.
I fly back. Maybe I fly back. I get back in at 8.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
No.
I leave at 2 something.
Come straight to the next place. Get a Coors Light. I just got a call
from Ballard this morning. He goes, you're coming in, and you're leaving on the same plane? You're going to just get off and get back on?
Yeah.
You should have just stayed here overnight. I said, yeah, I mean, but then you got to just do the whole.
You got to bring all the equipment and everything else.
I could have just done it on my phone.
Well.
The last time I did the show on my phone.
Yeah, that always sounds great. Way to put the effort in.
I mean, I'm not going to put the. I'm already in the Hall of Fame. I don't care.
Whoa, wow. No, you're not in yet. You haven't been inducted yet.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday. So don't. Look at how cocky he is.
Yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. I don't have to do anything.
Well, I'm
going to
be insufferable now, just like
I don't care about his cockiness. I just think maybe you should just put in the effort for the people listening.
Yeah.
They like it. They think it sounds.
Well, I'm already a Hall of Famer.
Why do we have Josh?
We
have Josh paid on for 30 minutes every
week.
Yeah,
that's great for Josh.
And why don't we give him a link so he can link in to our board and he sounds like he's putting in the effort. It doesn't sound like he's putting in the effort, frankly, because he's on a phone. Nobody who's on a phone sounds like they're putting in an effort, according to you guys.
No, when you're hosting the show and you have the opportunity to sound better,
it's the same.
No, it's not the same.
Not the same. Not really.
You get to hear my voice. You're welcome.
Well,
I'm a Hall of Famer.
How do you do it? You just do it with your phone?
Yeah.
Just on the phone.
Watch this. Watch me do the show here.
No, okay, we don't want.
Yeah. No, watch.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear how great it is. Okay. All right. Let's hear it. You're going to answer. You got to answer it.
It hasn't started ringing yet.
Okay. Yeah, it has. I'm on the brick. Oh.
Can you hear me, John?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let's hear. That's me. Right now I'm in the hall. Does it sound
like... No, it sounds like crap. Let's hear it.
The Houston Texans have to do a better job of stopping teams from getting big plays down the field. They've got an opportunity to get a big win that they need on the road, but you have two wide receivers that can beat you down the field. Three, actually, when you add Gibson. So that's what concerns me about this one. Can they stop the
It actually doesn't sound bad.
It's not the problem for us. It's what happens when people are listening, because you can hear his every breath he takes, and there's an echo. It's not great.
Well, I mean, the acoustics out there are not great.
By the way, we could have Josh.
You got Comrex on your phone?
Yeah, field tap. It's the same exact thing. As long as you're on the internet, you can do it now.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's a dream come true. It's not as good as the Comrex, sure, the unit, but we could have Josh. We could have Josh Pate download this and call in on that. It'll sound like he's in the studio.
It will. Let's do that. Adele, how about doing something?
There I am doing my producer job.
Yeah,
producer.
Wait a minute.
This also
maybe
known as
he's
a
going
super
into
producer.
Hall of Fame is for the producer Hall
all
of Fame.
Based, yep. This is all based on a link he tapped when he can. Well, I don't get. It's all about you flying in or not flying out. That's why you belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a lot of things that put me in the Hall of Fame.
Bring me up.
Okay. So now, how does that sound?
It sounds
doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't sound as good. But also, you are on a delay.
Yeah, I'm on a delay.
Turn that microphone.
Why am I on a delay?
I don't know, because you got a poor iPhone. You got an iPhone. You must be using a Samsung Galaxy.
No, it's an iPhone.
Do you have green text messages?
It's an iPhone 4.
Do you have green text messages?
No, I don't have green text messages.
Yes.
No, that's not. I've got an iPhone 4, and it's awesome. Okay, so there. It's right up there with the top. No, it's an 11 or 12 or something. I don't know. I haven't gotten one in a while.
Yeah, that's where.
Well, I just had
poor people go to have phones.
Well, you poor people, sure, but I just had to inform John about, you know, maybe turning off your laptop every 4 months, because he was in here and the fan was.
Oh, that's what my wife doesn't turn it off, and it's literally the fan runs all the time.
Yeah.
And your speakers are all busted. What's wrong with you people? You and my wife can't get
computer.
Do you update your software ever on your phone?
It does it itself.
Okay.
It tells me, hey, you're not doing it. We're going to do it for you.
Okay? And my wife got all mad with me because I got her a new phone. She didn't use it for 2 months because she doesn't like change. And then I said, look, we got to do this. So she started doing it. She goes, how long is this taking? I've got to go. I said, you haven't updated anything forever. It's doing updates.
No. My son-in-law, he doesn't have. He puts all the family texts are green because of
him. I'm sorry. Why are you green there?
Because it's my son-in-law.
That's, you sure?
Yeah, it's not me.
It's not you? Let me see that Galaxy you got.
I'm not a poor. I'm blue. Okay? He ruins all the family texts.
It's so funny that people literally get angry because other people
have Galaxies or whatever.
Apparently that Google phone's supposed to be awesome.
Well,
I don't know anyone who has one.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but maybe 5 to 10 years ago, girls didn't like texting dudes who
green girls
who sent green texts. Like, I don't want to date you.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's a thing. So why is that the case?
It's just you doesn't can't look see as good, the bubbles? I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
Why is it that the green?
I don't know if it was, if you can call it an ick, because ick wasn't existing back then. But it was a thing where, hey, if you got a green text bubble,
you're an ick.
Then I don't want to date you.
Okay, is there an equivalent in sports, like maybe if you have a pocket quarterback who can't run a little bit, because running is more sexy, if you're a team that throws openers,
NFL media, the guys who make their money breaking down quarterbacks on podcasts or putting out clips, I think if you are strictly a pocket passer who doesn't have a howitzer for an arm, it's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
You can't win with that guy.
But like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's like a green quarterback.
Before Joe Montana started winning, obviously, with the 49ers, they would have crushed Joe Montana.
Pop the guy, Tom Brady vibe, they would have killed Tom.
If Joe Montana was a quarterback now, before, you know, all the success, he's just coming out of Notre Dame, they would have crushed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Yeah. Everything about him, he would have been. Like every year, there's going to be a hated quarterback in the draft, and then it carries over into. I wouldn't say Purdy's hated, but he's not really given a lot of credit.
Is Joe a perfect? Well, I don't know, because he was pretty good with Kansas City as well, but he was perfect for that West Coast offense.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
They would have called him what they would have treated him like they treat Brock Purdy. He's a product of the system.
Except Joe won three Super Bowls.
I know.
And look who he had. We got to start looking at Montana differently. He had all Rice, Taylor, Craig.
He made Rice and Taylor. And
They would have couched it the other way. Now, he won, so you can't take your shots, I guess. But he would have been called a Rice and Taylor merchant.
He would have.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He 100% would have been.
He's just a field manager.
Yeah, he's a product
game
of the system.
Game manager.
He's got a great.
Oh, he's a glorified game manager.
Great play caller, great system, great weapons.
Did he win one of his titles with Deion there? Was that Steve Young?
That was Steve Young.
That's why I've got Skechers on. Joe.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those sold me Skechers.
Are those comfortable?
Oh, my gosh. Are they ever? They're the best. Yeah. And they look great, too. Not like, oh, man. Okay. God, they look great.
I know. You say Skechers. Immediately people think that you're going into a home.
You're one of the old. You're going into a home
with your green text bubbles and your Skechers?
Are you just quitting online? Frankie is one of those ick.
Yeah, for sure.
She says, Pat, my son-in-law, is breaking up the family because of the green text.
Is she? Or did you text her or is she listening?
Steffi just texted me. Frankie says he's breaking.
There's no way Frankie's awake.
Yeah. now Steffi and Pat are having an argument about the phone.
I love that. It is true. It used to be Raheel. Wait, is
yeah,
Raheel
ruined it. Yeah,
Raheel, but he's back. He went to Blue.
Antisocial.
Well, he's got to be counter. He's counterculture. Remember when he had an Apple sticker on his computer first? Like he's I'm Mr. Apple, and then when everyone started getting iPhones, he's like, I'm not an Apple guy. I'm gonna have this green phone, green text bubbles, just so I can be different. And then he finally said, "All right, I'm tired of this." And there's nothing more exciting when a green person. Dell, weren't you? No, Dell was never a green.
No.
There's nothing more exciting when green turns to blue. Like, hey, I can actually see when text bubbles are going up now. What a dumb society.
Yes. Now, yeah. Just get Pat. Get the Apple so we can see what you're thinking while you're typing. Yes.
Yeah. Like, wonder what's coming.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, yeah. Now I
sometimes, like, I'll tell my wife stuff. Like, I'll say, I can't believe our Longhorns are winning during a game because she thinks I'm a jinx.
Uh-huh.
And she's always told me, you're not a Longhorn. Don't even say that. You hate them. And which stuff is clearly a lie, but she'll say, I'll text that to her, and then immediately, bloop, and here come the three, and the anticipation of the nastiness that is coming is just something that, and guys who are, you know, I'm sure if you're shooting your shot and you're texting with the girl, this has not been my, I've done it with my wife, but that doesn't count. If you got a chance to, you know, you're like shooting your shot with some girl and you text her something, and then all of a sudden you see the bubbles come up, and you're like, oh, I don't know. What's going to happen?
Here we go.
What's going to happen? Anything can happen when the bubbles, when the text bubbles are
That's
up.
Right.
Anything can happen.
All right. John Sterling said earlier, I think during the playoffs, he said, they run the bases like drunks. Well, they played the field like drunks last night. But they're not the only ones that run the bases like drunks. We got a team right here that runs the bases like drunks, too.
I mean, Altuve drinks heavily when he runs bases.
So we'll talk about that.
George Springer was a drinker when he ran the bases.
On the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Start our day with HRP. You know what? You start your business with HRP. Are you growing as a business? Do you have 15 or more employees? These are things that you have to ask yourself. And how big do you want your payroll department to get? How many hours do you want those people to put in? How accurate do you want? Do you have the technology to do it? Do you have the ability to do the affordable? Do you know all the rules of the Affordable Care Act? Are you aware that that's still live and you can be fined if you mess it up? Are you going to have people that are doing this that are not as qualified, don't have the technology that HRP does? That's silly. Why? Why are you doing that? You're doing it less efficiently than you possibly can. Now, if you have an admin company ready, well, we already have. We have blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Maybe blah, blah, blah is screwing you on your benefits packages because that's what happens. They take over your whole business. They do all the payroll. They do all the HR. They do all the benefits packages. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, we're paying them a lot of money, aren't we? Yeah. You are. You're paying them a lot more money than you would with HRP. So find out for yourself. Just do it. Do it. Just call and let them customize a plan. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What did Warehouse Live guy end up last week?
I didn't check after I saw he was down like three with maybe one game to go.
Well, I think it came down to Monday night, though.
I thought that the other guy had at least three wins. Did Justin get that high?
I thought he said it was coming down to the double banger on Monday night. Hmm. And the Steelers won. Who did?
I'll have to look. I don't have it in front of me.
But whatever the case may be, we need a contestant for tomorrow. Let's do it. Let's do it here. 7:25. Call in at exactly 7:25, and we'll get a contestant for Warehouse Live guy. That's where you pick five games. He picks five games in the NFL. And if you beat the Warehouse Live guy, you have to have more wins than he does. Not better record, but more wins than he has. Then you are going to a game. We've got Brock. He's been giving away Rockets tickets. Four Rockets tickets in the lower bowl and the limo ride there and back. So. Well, that's 7:25. Who wants to play? Beat the limo guy.
Yeah, because Eric, who was a contestant, he had Green Bay -4, Buffalo -3, Pittsburgh -6, Atlanta -3. That's four.
Well, Pittsburgh put him over the top.
He was 3-1 going into the game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Justin had Cincinnati 2.5, the Dolphins 4.5,
loser.
Giants +6,
loser.
Indy +5.5. So he was dead going into that game.
Yeah. Oh. Did he win a game?
Maybe it was the he had before. Indy. He had Indy, so that was a win. Denver, Carolina, he had over 42. Was that over 42?
Denver, yeah, Denver scored a bunch on him. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it did go, because you have to beat him. So that,
we're
so
in a world where Bo Nix has had four wins. Touchdowns as Pat Mahomes.
So I've got Bo Nix on my bench behind Josh Allen. He had more points than Josh Allen this week. I was like,
Jalen Hurts. I'm not really.
I don't want to live in a world where I start Bo Nix over Josh Allen.
No,
in fantasy.
You don't want to live in that world.
No, that game ended up at 42.
Right at 42.
Yeah. So
he needed that win. He's out.
So he was out. Going into the Monday night.
Yeah, that's.
And he got double banged.
And he did get double banged.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm not sure if he got double banged or he
was a
double banger.
He got DB'd.
He didn't get DB'd.
He got DB'd.
He lost the DB.
Yeah, which means you got double banged.
The other guy DB'd you.
I don't think
you're the winner if you double bang, but if you get double banged,
you're the loser.
Well, unless you were into it.
Well, it depends on how you're looking at it.
Who wants to lose that?
Yeah.
No.
You know, you're trying to win. The goal is to – wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you're into
talking
it,
about
what are you
winning
talking
and
about?
Losing the football game, Del.
What's the
– I'm confused. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
DB, double banged.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, in the game, if you don't listen, the double banger is one guy picks one side of the spread and the other guy picks the other, it's worth twice. You know, one guy gets a loss, one guy gets a win. It's a double banger.
I'm glad you're explaining it because I got confused.
Yeah.
Speaking of confusion, did you give a number out?
Caller number three.
At what time?
At 7:25.
7:25, caller three. That's now. Caller three right now.
Boom. Well,
let's go.
They're already ringing. All right. So,
This is a fun, but you know what? This is going to be really hard. I mean, on paper, you and I probably think this is a really hard one for the Texans to win. I remember
we teased the baseball, so we're going to do baseball.
Can I read some headlines for you?
Okay.
These are the headlines I want to read, and you can tell people why.
Okay, the New York paper.
These are three headlines. We'll start with CBS. Aaron Judge's legacy took a hit in the World Series with no guarantee Yankee star will be able to redeem himself. Okay. What's this headline say? For Aaron Judge, huge error, falling short in World Series will stay with him, will, quote, stay with me until I die. And then from the New York Post.
Oh, yeah, they always have a good one.
World Series debacle shows everything wrong with Aaron Judge era Yankees.
Yeah.
So it's really his era of the Yankees.
Well, I mean, it's not unlike Don Mattingly where they never won. Like Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball was awesome.
Can I read you some more stuff about your beloved Los Angeles?
No.
They were such nice people during riots.
Yeah.
When they were doing everything wrong, tearing everything up. L.A. erupts after Dodgers victory as hostile mob burns bus, looters raid Nike store. This is what you, you're co-signing all
those
this?
Those are his people.
Anything to make them look bad.
Those are his people.
Yeah. No, I love it. Just keep on. Why don't you just burn the city down? That'd be great.
Burning a bus because the Dodgers win and looting because the Dodgers win a World Series.
Well, you got to have.
Houston never did that. All we were doing was winning winning World Series.
Listen.
Almost winning
World
Series.
Don't you have to have a good reason for looting? Somebody got beat up. Somebody won a World Series.
Okay,
you're right. You got to have a legitimate reason.
Is this a championship looter right here? He's got his own little clown mask on.
He's a juggalo.
Wearing. Yeah.
He's a juggalo.
He might be a juggalo. I think it's a clown mask, but he could be a juggalo.
No. You know what? Wear your masks and get out there and start looting if you win championships.
Look
that's
at
a
the
great,
smile
that's
on
a great way to go about
face.
It.
What are the top five reasons to loot? We've got, you mentioned.
Somebody gets killed by
civil
a
civil unrest. Certainly a cop or police brutality.
That's more standard.
That'll lead to looting or just civil unrest. We've got winning a title.
Or losing.
We got weather.
Well, losing a title
losing,
is good, too.
Losing will do that, too.
Looted.
We'll do a weather emergency.
Oh, yeah.
A natural disaster will lead to looting. Yes.
Weather emergency.
Hurricane, let's go loot.
And in L.A., an earthquake could lead to people going out there and looting.
Oh, anything.
Yeah.
Is there earthquake looting, John?
If it's a big one, not a small
that,
one, but
maybe that
but a big one, if like
up.
If things got really bad, people will go out there and
here's
pick
some
stuff.
Other things.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
I'm sure
if
in
you 89 get,
there was some, a lot of good looting
here's
going
one,
on.
If you don't get the CONCACAF final match of CONCACAF, which we did for 2025,
that's the Gold
you
Cup.
Know, for you people looking to loot, forget it.
If
we got the CONCACAF.
If you haven't heard, the Gold Cup final will be here in Houston, yes.
What else can you loot on?
I believe it's the Gold Cup.
I got a feeling we'll see riot, loot, no matter who wins presidency. We're going to see
there's going to be
some civil unrest.
Yes.
No matter who wins.
Oh, if Trump wins, there's going to be looting.
Yeah, and we will have civil unrest.
That's a good reason.
Well, we saw looting of the Capitol when he lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. There's going to be riots. I don't know if they looted so much as took dumps on.
Well, they went in there.
There was a dump.
They went
on
in there and took stuff.
Yeah, I guess they did.
That's looting.
Taking stuff. It wasn't shoes.
I'm sure we're
or whatever.
Missing some good looting reasons.
Yeah, what is some good
Anybody reasons else got loot? Some good reasons to loot? Okay. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, what about if your quarterback throws a bunch of pick sixes? Like
Kyle McCord?
They burn
well,
Matt
Pittsburgh
Schaub's.
Should have. Or
Syracuse should have looted.
You may not remember when Matt
Kennesaw
Schaub's.
Kennesaw State. No, no, no.
No, they were burning Matt Schaub's jersey in the.
That's true.
In the parking lots at NRG Stadium. That's kind of rioting.
No, and here that's a riot.
It's a mild
that's
riot.
That's a riot
it's
here.
It's kind of a mild
jersey
riot.
Jersey burning here.
Liberty beat Kennesaw State, but the pick sixes came from Syracuse and Kyle McCord.
Syracuse, that's right.
Yeah.
Syracuse.
I don't know if the people
did
up
they
in
loot?
Upstate New York
Well, I don't know.
Looted.
You can loot.
Looted because your quarterback threw a lot of pick sixes.
Wait, three pick sixes deserve some looting.
So y'all only saying looting or also rioting?
Well, we're talking about looting.
No, just looting.
Not rioting.
Looting.
There are other reasons for rioting.
Looting is easier than rioting.
What if you have a cold front comes in and it's like, what?
It's a little chilly, so we loot?
Well, what if the weather drops like it does with us 30?
You got to go to Patagonia, okay. So you loot?
What if we have a 90-degree day in November? What if we have a 90-degree day in November?
Know. Is
it worth
looting?
Does
anybody know where a Patagonia store is?
I don't know. Why are we looting?
Get into
Why are
a Patagonia
we looting? Because it's chilly.
You got to Google it. Where's Patagonia store? It's cold. Okay.
I don't know that people loot just because they're trying to get the bare necessities of what they... Well, it's very cold. I better go loot Patagonia.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, but maybe if the weather gets too hot and you're pissed off, like, why is it 91 in November? Maybe that gives you permission to loot stuff.
You know what's really killing the looting game now? Like there's CVS's in L.A. that you can't – you have to have someone come over. Everything. Like toothpaste. Yeah, can I get that toothpaste in there?
Yeah, I've heard it's all locked
all
up.
All locked up. Everything's locked up. It's killing the looting game.
Yeah, that
killing
sucks.
It.
That sucks for looters.
Yeah.
That does really – put some salt in the
John and
game.
Lance are Green Bubble Radio. That's awful.
Who said that?
That's Dustin. Crap. You are a...
Well, no, we're not.
I mean, Dustin's insulting sure. you. Jason's insulting me.
Oh,
just because
you know
our signal issues okay. have been... Just because we've had signal issues for about 14 years doesn't make us
we
Green
Bubble. We do have a satellite that's a Green Bubble.
We actually...
I mean,
technically, makes an interesting point. Listen to our radio station at 97.9 The Box.
I know.
You can hear us...
HD2.
HD2.
If you turn it slightly.
Yeah. No,
slightly.
Go, just hit your plus,
yeah.
And it'll go to HD2. And then wait, because it takes a little while to come up.
That is a little
because
bubble.
Because my buddy was doing it, and he's like, nothing. You know what? It, nothing happens. So he goes, I went, wait.
Just wait.
Slow down.
It's
wait.
A little bit green bubble.
All right, that was our World Series segment.
Yeah,
we're going to take a break here.
Aaron Judge had a horrific.
Aaron Judge sucks. Time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's what we're talking about now. John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to get your car out of that driveway, you're looking for the most money for your car. This is, and I keep on saying something, and this one, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com when you're selling your car because it definitely establishes the price for it. Now, you can take that to your dealership. You can take that to CarMax. You can take that all over or to you, whomever you're selling it to, put it in the paper, whatever. I don't know. Do people still put cars in the paper? I don't know. No one knows. Or wherever you sell them online. And you know what you can get for it. Now, if somebody wants to offer you something stupid and more, okay, then get that. But you got a baseline for at least a baseline. But you give me the VIN.com. John Claywell says baseline. I don't even know what that is. I pay more for cars. I give you more for your vehicle, period. So, and if I don't beat CarMax, I'll give you $100. That is a guarantee. That's a guarantee. So no matter what you have, no matter what car you're selling, what kind of vehicle it is, you have to go to one place, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's talk about this game, okay? the Dodgers fielded like, are you kidding me? They've got a 5-0 lead. They got a runner on, nobody out in the fifth. An easy fly ball to Aaron Judge in center field, waist high, misses it, drops the ball. Holy crap. You can't be serious.
It was straight out of Little League.
It was. They looked like Little League.
It was straight out of Little League.
The next hitter hits a ground ball to short. He's got to go to his right, so he throws the third to get the force and throws that away.
Before
throws it into
you
the
know
dirt.
It, five earned runs were on the
so
board.
So now,
and lost
wait,
the lead.
He strikes out two guys, and he's so he can get out of it. Mookie Betts hits off the end of the bat a ground ball to first base, and Cole doesn't cover first. He goes. Oh, get it. Yeah, you
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Well, Garrett Cole.
That's Garrett Cole.
I love.
I mean, you're out of the inning with no runs after two errors.
That Garrett Cole couldn't get a win.
And by the way, that's an error. That you know what? While there was no error charged to anyone on that play because there were only two errors in the inning, one on Judge and one on the shortstop's throw. That's an error. Because Garrett Cole just needs to run to first base, catch the ball, and the inning is over. Instead, he points at him and goes, he was running over and he stopped. So they score the first run. Freddie Freeman, of course, comes up with a huge hit and base hit to score two more. They score two more. I mean, you can't have played more Little League than the Yankees did in that fifth inning. Now, how they got into the World Series, I don't know. It's not a good team. They're not a good team. They are second to last in the league. Or no, last by far. They're last in the league in base running. Last in the league in base running. So they don't take bases. They get picked off. They get thrown out. They are the worst, okay? -16.9 this season. The Astros, where do you think they ranked in base running this year?
This year, 14th.
14th? They ranked 28th.
Well, that seems... That's why Gary Pettis
that
had to
seems,
go.
Well, no, it actually is why Gary Pettis is gone.
Is it?
Yeah. The Astros were -12.7 in base running this year. You know who was best in the league?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's correct. And that's why
they, like, out of nowhere had a really good year, and it's stuff like that that ends up mattering.
Exactly, like, you know why Detroit was second? You know how Detroit got to the postseason?
Because A.J. Hinch is the master.
No, because they can run the bases well. So they were second. They beat the Astros. They showed the Astros how they can run the bases.
Look at this. Lesser teams, little things like base running make such a big deal. Well, I mean, it's the difference between giving up an unnecessary out, extending a base where you're in scoring position. It's huge. It's like winning a turnover battle.
It absolutely is. And, well, you know, it's just the little things. And they add up. They all add up at the end of the year. So Arizona is – the Astros are number 28. Arizona's number one in base running. So they said, you know what? We love you. Who was our third base coach? They just got fired. Anyway, we love you, but we're bringing Tony Perez-Chica in. Mm-hmm. And he's going to teach us how to run the bases. He's going to...
Just send the runner! Send the runner!
People like you that want him to always send the runner got him fired.
Well, no. He doesn't know when to send a runner or not send a runner. Gary Pettis made some mistakes and doing it. But I think it's more than that. I think it's more than just Gary Pettis. I think it's let's bring somebody in from Arizona and... Let's find out what they're doing.
I don't care what they do. Just make things better.
Right.
If a team is not trying to make themselves better, like I respect Jim Crane's ability to do what he thinks to make. Some of the stuff seems almost, it doesn't seem like it's making it better. A lot of it makes it worse. It's regression, especially with the Bagwell, Reggie Jackson stuff and getting away from the model that worked for them. But I don't begrudge him the opportunity. If he thinks he's got a chance to get better, like, I don't feel like Strom was a move that necessarily made them better. Strom had a lot of success over there. I don't know if there's something else in the story.
Well, he got fired from there, too.
Right, right. But, I mean, he was really good here. He literally turned everything around for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of – Garrett Cole owes a lot to to Brent Strom.
He absolutely
He took
does.
A good pitcher and turned him into a guy who should have won Cy Young that
Well, that whole year. Pitching staff does because what the law firm is doing is
they did a good job.
They learned from Stromy.
Yeah, they did a good job with. Yeah. I mean, Hunter Brown's renaissance is because of the pitching coach now. But with Brent Strom, Brent did an amazing job, and for some reason just got kind of pushed out the door. You know, I don't understand some of those moves. But my original point is, I don't mind if a team's trying to get better. That's all you want them to do. You know, we got a lot of phone calls. Let's start getting some phone calls right now.
All right. Just all the Yankees. That's so embarrassing. Yeah, the Astros would have given them a better game. The Astros would have been done much better if they could have just gotten out of the first round.
Won a game at home. If they could have just won a game at home.
Maybe two. They could have won two games. No, they would have won in Dodger Stadium.
No, I mean, getting out of the first round means winning games at home.
Oh, I know, but that was impossible this year. Yeah. Nobody got out of the first round this year.
Well, that's not actually possible. Someone had to.
So the way I saw it.
Okay.
When the Astros were done, I didn't see anybody winning. Didn't care. Soccer Scott, let's get him in here. Hey, Soccer Scott.
Morning. That was the most enjoyable way to watch a game end for two teams that you can't stand. Seeing Garrett Cole pointing at the base. What a jackass.
Thank you, Sykes.
That Yankees imploding on themselves. They won't be back next year. There's going to be – they don't like each other. Soto's going to leave. It was awesome seeing them crap the bed.
I got to tell you, it happened about as – it was about as good as it could be for me because the Dodgers couldn't win the championship in L.A. at least. You had Garrett Cole not being able to get a win. I had Aaron Judge further cementing his legacy. And, you know, nothing – sorry, Aaron. I think you're one of the truly incredible players ever to play the game. But what your guys did and what your fans and John Boy and all them have done to the legacy of Jose Altuve, I will pray on your demise and your downfall every day when I go to bed. I'm praying on your downfall just because I know that it will hurt Yankee fans. So too bad. So his demise, his downfall, Dodgers not being able to win at home, Garrett Cole not being able to win, like a lot of things happen. No one was going to end up being a winner in this.
Yeah.
You know, whoever won was going to be a loser. I know you wanted the Yankees to win. But it's kind of sweet that the Yankees lose in spectacular fashion with a 5-0 lead. They're on to game six. Like, holy crap, anything's possible.
You know what? I think I'm like Dell in this one. I'm just glad it's over. I'm glad we don't even have to watch it anymore.
Yeah,
we don't have to watch it now. Friday, I'm not going to be there for their parade.
Show now.
Their parade is tomorrow. I don't have to be there for that.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome.
Who wants to be there anyway? All the firefighters are going to have to be out there.
Yeah,
five games. A four would have been better. The Yankees being swept, but five is great because particularly they thought they had hope, and then they embarrass themselves in an inning and they lose late. It's all cool. And we can be done with it. We can move on to other things.
Yeah. The only reason I would ever root for the Yankees is because they're playing the Dodgers. But that's...
How about your Yankee fans?
You know, I don't feel it either way.
How about your Yankee fans that you're cheering for? They're doing that timeout for this I Stand Up for Cancer moment. And Freddie Freeman, his sign says, "My mom." They pan to him. Freddie Freeman, who appears to be one of the nicest guys in the world. Yeah. He's Dodger Altuve, even though he was originally Braves Altuve. He holds up his sign that says,
"My mom.
I stand up for my mom who has cancer," and a Yankee fan yells out, you suck, Freddie Freeman, in the middle of the televised broadcast during a moment of silence when they pan to him.
Yeah.
That's what your fans, your Yankee fans are doing. Your Dodger fans are burning the city down, and your Yankee fans are yelling at people whose mom has or had cancer, "You suck," in the middle of a moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world we live in.
Yeah.
You've got ties to both now.
All right, 7:45 because we got a break, but we got a full board. Everybody wants to talk today for some reason. What's the deal? But it's Thursday, and we are going to have Chill giving us some winners today, right? And what else do we have today?
I believe we have Cougar tickets to give away.
Oh, Cougar tickets to give away.
Well, let's be clear. Tickets to a Cougars Kansas State game.
Yeah.
We're not giving you, like, raffle tickets to a Cougar.
No. What?
No, I never thought that.
I
were all thinking.
Okay,
of the
Tiger
Kansas
King,
State.
Easy.
No, not that Cougar. Not that type of Cougar.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. I do know that I know where I can bet on that game. It's at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Best place to play, win, and get paid. Mybookie.ag is the place to get your bet on, okay? If you're looking for, you know what you like tonight. You want to bet the Texans tonight? You think the Texans are going to, everybody's poo-pooing the Texans' chances. They're underdogs. A 6-2 team is underdog to a 2-6 team. You say, okay, watch this. And you put your money down where your mouth is. This is a tough gauntlet right here. This is the start of this gauntlet that we've been talking about. How are they going to do? Are they going to step up or are they going to flail? You make the call at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You got a free Thursday bet. By the way, today's Thursday. You get a free bet. Whatever you deposit, it's up to a certain limit. But whatever you deposit, they are going to double that. So immediately you have twice as much to play with. You're looking for the best way. I'm telling you, it's a great site. You will love it. They got all the bet, anything you could possibly want to gamble on right there, including the election. You want to bet the election? You know who's going to win? You never know. But here's the deal. You can bet it. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We're having the most interesting conversations in the breaks. But
hey, by the way, I need Alan to come in here for a second.
No. We got callers on the board. We got a football.
Right,
we're
going
to go to callers.
Sorry.
All right, Chris in the Woodlands. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I was just going to sit back today, not call, get my picks from Five Star and make some money this weekend. But when we started talking Astros, I had to dial in. The only thing that I want from Arizona is Brett Strom. I don't want anything else from Arizona. I just want him to come in and fix our pitching. I don't know, Johnny, if you can make a call over to Jimmy Crane and get that to happen. But here's the thing. Getting a third base coach from Arizona is not going to help our base stealing nor our base running because we got, and I love him, big guys like Yordan, old guys like Altuve and Bregman, guys that don't steal. Those guys have Corbin Carroll, Sterling Marte, all those young guys. So I really don't understand. I know unless we have young legs that can run the bases, I don't want Yordan stealing anything at all, ever.
No, so, but taking the right base, even just making the right decisions on tagging up and stuff like that. I mean, he's still running the bases, Chris. So you might as well do it right.
Give me Stromy. I don't want anybody else.
We had two guys. Well, I don't know. I want to hear what they do base running wise because our base running, we run the bases like drunks too. Okay, we run the bases like drunks. This has been a thing with this Astros team for years now. How terrible they are at running the bases. So why not go? I totally disagree with you, Chris. Go to Arizona, find out what they're doing since they're the best base running team. Maybe they've got some tips on how to actually run the bases. Maybe they know things you don't know because this Astros team has been awful, awful, awful at it for years now. Now, there are two guys that were positive, and they're both young guys, Jake Meyers and Jeremy Pena. They were our two best base runners this year. And they're both young guys. You're right. You're right about that. But Jose Altuve, oh my gosh, how many outs does he make on the base paths?
I mean, it's the only weakness to his. Well, first ball, first pitch swinging and being easy to kind of handicap from that standpoint. But really, truly, the only hole in his game when he's done playing is we're going to say he was a below average base.
This is a move that is anti-baseball guy versus analytics guy. Let's go to the team that's the best at base running and bring their guy in and find out what they're doing. Find out how they go about base running. Okay, let's go do that. I wholeheartedly disagree with you on that one, Chris. Elliot is here. Elliot, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yesterday was amazing to see the Yankees crumble, and I just wanted to touch on Hollywood Johnny talking about he'd rather see the Yankees win than the Dodgers. And I don't understand how we have generations of Yankees being unbearable from the Billy Martin days to the 90s days to now with the cheating scandal. Dodger fans are unbearable, but it's the Section 600 shin tattoo guys. It's the mass majority of them are pretty tolerable and they don't go back generations. Yankees fans have been unbearable since my grandfather was in his 20s. So I don't know how you can say you want to see the Dodgers win.
Well, it's not about their fan base.
8 years they've been unbearable.
Yeah, okay. It's not about their fan base. My whole thing is Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly was a Dodger. And by the way, the stuff that who was it that said that Carlos told him to shut the F up?
Oh, Cody Bellinger?
Yeah,
Cody Bellinger. He's not on the
team anymore. But didn't Aaron Judge have something to say, too?
Yeah, but not nearly as egregious.
Joe Kelly, secondly,
oh, really? Dodger fans, great. Remember the fireman from San Francisco they put in the hospital, almost killed?
And put him in a hospital.
Wait, that was 2000 and like...
Well, he's saying that the Yankees have been bad fans.
They actually killed him.
He lived.
Was it a Padre fan or a Giant fan?
It was a Giant fan. It was a Giant fan.
I thought they killed a Giant fan, too.
But he's saying for years the Yankees have been... So have the Dodgers. The Dodgers suck. The Dodgers absolutely suck.
But make no mistake, yours is primarily about Joe Kelly. So this is really just a Joe Kelly thing.
Because he had that Dodger.
And he's back there.
Joe Kelly.
And he's back there.
Well, he doesn't pitch.
And their fan bases think that the Astros robbed them. Both fan bases think that.
Yeah.
And the Yankees GM just said it publicly.
I know. You're okay with that? I hate them, too. I hate Brian Cashman. Don't worry.
Aaron Judge said, you cheated and you didn't earn it. That's a quote.
Yeah. Brian Cashman came out just the other day. We were cheated out of it in 17 by another team. That's who you're going. I never heard the Dodgers GM say
that. Yes, they have. They said it.
Magic Johnson never said that.
I sat with Oral Hershiser at a card table. You guys cheated. I don't hate. Oh, really? Really? That's why you didn't win? Because we won two games at Dodger Stadium.
Supposedly he said that.
No, he did say it. I was there.
Supposedly.
No, not supposedly. Let's get, they're both a-holes. Elliot, the second worst team is the Yankees. Don't worry, but the worst team is the Dodgers. Okay, maybe not in your eyes, but I have different eyes. I don't see things out of your eyes, Elliot. I see things out of my eyes. Okay? Let's get Robert in here. Robert, what's going on?
Y'all are having difficulty, and I'm going to help y'all out this morning because I know y'all probably haven't had your second cup of coffee. But the best word to describe what happened on all of this, on all fronts, the guy from Couples Retreat, the yoga instructor, karma. That's what this is. And also the $100+ million that LA is going to have to shell out because their fans don't know how to celebrate without turning cars over and set stuff on fire. Karma. That's all it is. And it's going to do nothing but get worse. Cashman needs to shut his pie hole. He shouldn't have said anything. He jinxed it. So there you go.
I'm good on the karma on the Yankees part. I would agree with you there. I don't think it's karma when your team wins a World Series. And because people burn the city.
Wait.
They throw their money away in that state anyway. John's going to have to pay for
it. Okay, so wait a minute. But do you think the Yankees are looking at it going, I wish we didn't say anything about the Astros. We would have won this World Series.
No, but we know. Okay. We know. They don't look at it that way.
Yeah, but wait a minute. One of the teams had to win, and they both suck as far as the Astros go. So, I mean.
I'm not sure there I was see it a as
no,
karma.
So, was it, there was no karma for the Dodgers. Oh, but they did get a bus burned. Okay, and they did have looting.
Who, L.A.?
L.A., yeah. So.
And it's going to be your taxpayer dollars are going to come out. At some point, they're taking money away from you, and you're going to have to pay for that bus. How you like that?
At some point, I am paying for that bus.
You're paying for somebody's Nikes.
And if the city's buying it, it's probably a $6 million bus.
Well, that's if the government's buying it, and if it's a military-grade bus.
Right. Well, don't worry. Cities waste money, too. Let's get Lane in here. Hey, Lane.
Hey, guys. It's much, much better for the universe that the Yankees lost. I don't know if anyone said it yet, but Gerrit Cole, you go back to 2019, the guy's like, they asked him after the World Series loss with the Astros, he says, well, I'm not a member of this organization anymore. That let me know right there that the guy had low character behavior. And then he shows up in the Yankees with a shaved beard with a punchable face. And then last night, he decides to make a business decision, not run out the pitch, not get to first base. Now, they tell younger guys, what does that say to kids who are playing? Seriously, what does that say to them? Hey, you don't got to run it out. You'll get a big, fat contract from the Yankees. So it's good that he lost. I never, the Dodgers, I have some family out of L.A. We go back there to the 70s. So I got some old school fans. I could take them, but I can't take Gerrit Cole. I can't take low character people like him. I hope he never wins a World Series, and it's another year that's going to be true.
Hmm. It's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. I pray on his downfall, too.
See, I feel bad for the Yankees because we beat their ass. We're their daddy. And so I don't have – I'm like, they're not even –
But if you couldn't have – John, if you couldn't, like – wouldn't the Dodgers got a – the Dodgers already got a – they got a championship from their little bubble. So they've already got one relatively recently. Isn't it great, though? I mean, isn't it great that the Yankees, who for years we were their daddy, and now they finally get out from under the shadow of the Astros and like, well, this is it. We got Juan Soto. We gave up a bunch of prospects for Juan Soto. Wouldn't it be great to see literally their best player, Aaron Judge, collapse? Garrett Cole can't get a win. New York's turning on him, and they lose Juan Soto in free agency?
Don't get me wrong.
At least one of the Dodgers
losing is a nice byproduct of this whole thing.
Right.
But the Dodgers.
The
Yankees losing is a nice byproduct. Yes, I'm good with that. I just hate that.
I'd rather it not be middle of the road.
There was no win in this. There was no win for
us. The win for me is that it was abject disaster for the Yankees.
Yeah, that's okay.
Their guy.
That's fine.
They could lose. They could lose Juan Soto. Like, if I got to have something happen, I knew somebody was going to win and I didn't want to win. At least one team. Their entire organization is crumbling before our very eyes. Mm. Their best player, the Babe Ruth of this era, one of the Babe Ruths. I mean, there's a few Babe Ruths. But him and Ohtani are the two Babe Ruths right now. But one of the Babe Ruths literally can't catch a ball in the outfield that most Little League players can catch. He's single-handedly responsible for some of the worst playoff baseball
Garrett
they've
Cole
seen.
Covers first, and they it's still 5-0.
Yeah.
If Garrett Cole covers first.
Another win for us.
It's 5-0.
Another win for America.
Yeah, for America.
Yeah.
All right, 8 o'clock. We got to break it. A tongue dog, Chris, will get you in. Anybody else wants in? Someone, 3780-3776. I enjoyed the game because while I hate both those teams, I hate watching them, I did have Cold, Clean, Crisp, Refreshing Coors Light. That I did. I did that. And here's the deal is I love me some Coors Lights. I don't care what it is. Now the baseball season is over. Let's drink Coors Light. Okay, the football season. Oh, what are we going to do tonight at Nick's place? We're going to watch the game, and I'm going to buy 12 buckets of Coors Lights for people. All right, be one of the first 12 there, and you get a bucket of Coors Light absolutely free at Nick's place. That's how much I'm loving me some Coors Light. Climb on, brother. Let's go. Let's watch the game tonight at Nick's place, and we got the Rockets playing as well. So while I'm watching the Rockets game, I like to enjoy a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. While the Texans game is on, I like to enjoy a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. While nothing is on, I like to drink a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's what I do. It's what I like to do, and I hope you will do it with me. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill, baby.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.